I'm Pete Sweeney at the Scouting Combine with ESPN NFL Insider Adam Kaplan. Adam, as you look at this offseason for the Kansas City Chiefs, what do you picture them doing? What do you see them doing?
Well, I think when you look at their situation, obviously you have to start with their own free agents and then make a decision on Tom Mahali's contract and kind of seeing where that goes. And Dwayne Bowe has a big cap number. And obviously the big thing now is reshaping that wide receiver position, which is extremely thin, downfield, receivers who can run. That's it to me. Get the offense fixed. Need better depth in the secondary. And the other thing is they got to straighten out their cap situation. Their salary cap situation is not as good as it should be. So they got to clean that up. So John Dorsey, Trip McCracken, and Andy Reid, they have some work to do here. And then I think in the draft, free agency, boy, it would be nice to get a younger developmental outside linebacker. I like the Chiefs, you know, front three. Poe's been a really nice player. I think that that's a nice strength for them. Now, the other thing is, we didn't mention this one, inside linebacker is a big need for them. Getting Derek Johnson back to health, he's come back from a serious injury. Joe Mays came back from his injury, which lingered a little bit longer. They have a decision to make on his contract, so that's another position that's kind of a sleeper one that they need to address is inside linebacker.
You mentioned the needs in the wide receiver position, maybe some secondary depth.
Yeah.
What can they address in free agency to take care of some of that?
Receiver-wise, it looks good, but most of those players are either going to get their franchise tag, and in the case of Dez Bryant, I think that's where that's headed. And the other guys are sort of mid-level free agents. A guy that I really like is Cecil Shorts of the Jaguars, who is probably the number one second-tier wide receiver tier. You can line him up inside or outside. I think he'd be an Andy Reid-type player. Very, very high character. Tough. He has an injury history. That's why the Jaguars are going to move on from him. But he's a nice mid-level free agent who I think would be a great fit for the Chiefs. He'd be a starter. And he's a guy that I think fans would love. He is tough. I had a chance to meet him at Jaguars training camp. And very, very smart football player who could pick up the Chiefs' West Coast offense if they need to. We didn't mention Jamaal Charles, tremendous football player. You know you're going to have the run game. You don't have to worry about that. And I think Doug Peterson is an ascending offensive coordinator. He's going to be head coach someday, by the way. Really, really good man and a good coach. But I just think that the Chiefs have a lot of needs. I think Andy Reid now in his third year. You saw the first year was tremendous. Second year, some injuries. The roster wasn't quite as good as they probably hoped. And I know that Andy Reid's very aggressive. John Dorsey would be very aggressive. I expect him to bounce back. And again, I think they'll be fighting for a wild card.
All right, well, that's a wealth of information for Chiefs fans to take in. We thank Adam Kaplan for joining us.
65 toss power trap.